Millions of Americans with arthritis and other painful conditions now have something else to worry about. Whether the new highly touted drugs they're taking to reduce pain and inflammation are also making them more prone to a heart attack or stroke. The suggestion comes from research in the current issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association. But as NPR's Joanne Silberna reports, doctors will need at least a year or two to be sure about the nature of the risk.
One thing is certain about the new class of painkillers called COX-2 inhibitors. They don't reduce the tendency of the blood to clot the way older painkillers like aspirin do. So that means they can't be expected to prevent heart attacks the way aspirin does. Studies strongly suggest the drugs make blood more likely to clot, but what's not certain is if that leads to more heart attacks. Some studies suggest it does, but Eric Topol of the Cleveland Clinic wasn't ready to say that last winter.
I initially thought back in February when I first saw some of these data that, oh, this is just because there's no blood thinning effect.
But then a Food and Drug Administration advisory committee recommended that the makers of the drugs, Vioxx and Celebrex, issue warnings about possible problems with blood clotting. Topol and two of his colleagues sat down to study everything they could find on heart problems and COX-2 inhibitors.
Over the course of time, after reviewing everything to date, it's become more apparent that these medicines are tilting the balance towards clot formation.
It was enough to convince Topol that more research is needed.
There are a lot of flags of concern, and we need some more data and evidence before we can figure out exactly how bad the problem is or that it doesn't exist. But right now, until proven otherwise, this is a real issue.
But how real, how much of a risk, remains to be seen. Many people with arthritis at risk of heart disease take aspirin as well, which may mitigate any harmful effects of the COX-2 inhibitors. Dr. John Klippel, the medical director of the Arthritis Foundation, says the new analysis concerns him, but
this does not prove a connection, and the problem here is that the conclusions are being derived from studies that were not set up to address the questions. That is, the studies were developed to ask questions about the effects of drugs of COX-2 inhibitors on gastrointestinal side effects, not to ask the question, what are the risks of cardiovascular side effects?
Topol has a solution.
It's very easy to solve this problem. Do the trials.
He'd like to do trials that compare the drugs to each other and to aspirin and to a placebo. 2 years ago, he told the drug companies he'd be happy to run a clinical study. It would only take a year or two to get a definitive answer, he says. But neither manufacturer has taken him up on the offer. Until they know more, Topol and Klippel are offering pretty much the same advice. People on Vioxx or Celebrex who have no history of heart disease or abnormal blood clotting don't need to worry. People with a history of heart disease should talk to their doctors about what to do. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.